a podcast by two best friends who should have been sisters at birth.
And now they're your sisters you've never had.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sisters You've Never Had. My name is Lisa, and in today's episode, we have another solo episode with yours truly. So this podcast is with two people, by the way, as advertised on our cover photo if you're new here. But if you are also new here, then we are just running into some sound technicalities with Teresa because she just moved and she's also having a very hectic travel schedule with her work in the near future. So it's going to just be me for now. Thankfully, a lot of you guys seem to be enjoying this, and I am kind of running out of topics to do alone. So if you have any other suggestions, please leave some in our DMs, because basically I started off this podcast solo series with how to be happy single, and that alone gave me so many more topics. So far, we have captured how to prioritize your friendships, how to solo travel, and today we're going to talk about if you should live with your significant others and my own personal stories of what went wrong and some of my own personal tips. But after this topic, I'm kind of running low on topics that I'm going to have to think about. So if you want to help me out here, you know, just leave some DMs if you will. But anyway, before we go into today's topic, I just want to remind you guys that I get a lot of partnerships as a content creator that could benefit you guys for you to save some money. So make sure you check out my website, lisaway.com/discounts, for you guys to save on some items. And if you guys also don't know, if you follow me on Instagram, if you are ever curious about what I have or own or my routine or whatever, I guarantee you it is on my website. So for example, if you want to know everything I owned from Lululemon, you just have to go lisaway.com/lululemon. And if you want to know everything I own from Majuri, you just go lisaway.com/majuri, etc. And if you also want to know my current makeup routine, you can go lisaway.com/makeup. And if you want to know my skincare routine, I'm going to just let you guess it, you know, like just take a wild guess of what that. But anyway, going into today's episode, I'm going to start off this episode by talking about when you should move in with your significant other. And then we're going to talk about my own personal experience, okay? And the tips that I got from that. So to start off, when should you move in with your significant other? When you are moving in with your significant other for any other reason than solely just wanting to live with your significant other. So for example, okay, if you are moving in with your significant other for the reasons of wanting to save money on rent, or maybe you're looking for an apartment and you're like, damn it, this is difficult, and look over there, my significant other already has a perfectly comfortable apartment that he already lives in, so why don't I just go and tag along? So these are all terrible reasons. Another reason is if you, I don't know, honestly, I can't think of anything else, but like if your reason literally is clouded with any other reasons besides the sole fact that you just want to live with them and things are going well, then you should not move in. And this is me coming from personal experience, okay? Should I dive into my personal experience right now? I feel like I kind of have to, because after making that statement, it's kind of like, okay, well, explain please. Okay, so for me personally, if you guys didn't know my background, I grew up in Vancouver. Actually, if you really want to know my background, I was born in Taiwan on April 3rd. Okay, that is going way too back. Okay, so anyway, backtrack. This is what happens when you have ADHD and you're off the pill and you're given this opportunity to record a podcast. Okay, anyway, so basically, I grew up in Vancouver and my entire family, actually, that's a lie, just my parents and my brother, are in Vancouver, and I am the only person in Toronto, okay? So when I graduated Western, it was in London, Ontario, by the way, I was moving to Toronto for work. No one that I could live with is in Toronto, unless if I get a roommate. At the time when I was thinking about moving into an apartment in Toronto, I knew I wanted to live alone because I had lived with roommates all throughout university. And I was like, okay, I think I really would enjoy living by myself. So I wanted to live alone. And coincidentally, during that time, my significant other's parents were like, oh, we have an apartment that we own downtown that you can just rent and we can just give you a discount and you can move in there. So the entire plan initially was actually for me to live in their apartment that they owned, which, by the way, now in retrospect, that's also not a good idea. But anyway, back to my story. I was going to live alone in the apartment that they owned because he was still in school. Then afterwards, they were just like, okay, well, why don't you guys move in there when he's done school instead? And then you can come live with us. Yes, I did live with my boyfriend's family for a little bit, I think only for 4 months. But if you guys think that's weird, okay, I can see why that would appear weird from the outside. But I was extremely, extremely tight with his family. So that wasn't actually weird, but whatever. Point is, by the time me and him were supposed to move in together, and when at the time I thought this was a good idea, I just remember thinking that during that in between time, before I was supposed to move in with him and after I had already started my job, I remember we had already started getting into a lot of fights frequently. I just remember thinking I was way too lazy to think of alternative living situations. I was also paying off money from school. So I just remember thinking, oh my God, like this would help me out so much if I just lived with him and split the rent. I remember, like, even though at the time I was, this is before, you know, we started actually like getting into very big fights, because I feel like that happened after we lived together. But I just remember thinking, oh my God, like this would help me out so much. Like I kind of sensed that we had issues, but I was like still very much obsessed with him. And I was thinking in my head, like, okay, I recognize we have issues. Maybe if I had all the money in the world, I probably wouldn't live with him. But you know what? This is going to help me out a lot. So I just remember thinking, like, I'm going to do it. I'm just like, you know what? Whatever. And also this saves me the search. Basically, TLDR, my very blunt and vulnerable reason for moving in was not all for the right reasons. Obviously, there was a huge part of me at the time because I was obsessed with my boyfriend. I obviously also wanted to live with him, but I do recognize at that moment, if I was being very true with myself, is that I knew it was a little too soon. And I think if you can answer this question, honestly, okay, the key word here is honestly. If you can answer this question, if you had all the money in the entire world and money wasn't an issue, would you live with your significant other? Or any other daunting thought that you have? Like, for example, okay, money was one of my reasons. The other reason was because of laziness. If you can also answer this question, like, if the perfect apartment was here for you right now, available to sign within your budget where you live alone, would you still move in with him? And if the answer is no, then it is not right for you to move in with him. If you can ask yourself this question, but in any format that coincides with your reason. Like, let's just say you really, really dig deep down into yourself. And let's say, hypothetically, okay, I'm just making things up here, okay, because this actually does not apply to me, although I wish it did. But if you were moving in because you're like, I want a green card and I'm gonna move in with him so we get more serious, and then he gives me a green card, yada, yada, like whatever. So if you can ask yourself, like, if you already had a green card, would you still move in with him? And if the answer is no, then you should not move in with your significant other. Because here is the outcome, okay? And sisters and brothers, siblings, if you will, your older sister here, or younger, whatever I am to you, okay? Lisa over here, I have already lived out this situation and I can tell you the outcome, okay? So I didn't go through all this crap for you to answer the question incorrectly and do the incorrect thing, okay? I'm here to give you the biggest spoiler and how it didn't work out for me so you don't make the same mistake, okay? So if you will, take what I say with more than a little grain of salt, because I feel like no matter my story, hopefully, you know, I lived it. It's like I walk so you can run type of thing, can inspire you to make the right decision. So the first thing here is I want you to be very honest with yourself, okay? And ask yourself these tough questions. So for me, if I had to relive this situation, if the tough question I asked myself was, if money wasn't an issue and if you weren't lazy as fuck, would you live with him? And honestly, my answer would have been no. I probably wouldn't have lived with him. At the end of the day, it starts off with, first of all, you actually fucking digging down deep, okay? Like, just don't be shy, okay? It's just yourself, okay? It's just you and your thoughts. Nobody knows what you're thinking. Just dig in there and ask yourself really why you're moving in with this person. Because honestly, like, you can lie all you want, okay? You can be like, no, I actually want to live with him, and deep down be like, okay, I just want to save money. You can lie to yourself and that's not a problem, because you can tell everybody that you just want to live with him. But at the end of the night, when you're lying down in the dark and you close your eyes, Only you and God know the answer to that question, okay? So I'm gonna leave that with you to reflect. But the reason why I say this and the reason why I've already spent like 5 minutes on this question is because if your reasons are other than you truly feel like you guys are ready and you truly want to move in with this person, the spoiler is the aftermath is so much worse. It is literally so much more terrible than if you had just lived alone. Okay, so I will give you my spoiler and what I had to live. Basically, moving in with someone actually gave me a little bit of a taste of divorce. And I think this is also what made me who I am today, because if you guys are not new to the podcast or me or whatever, you guys know I am very, very pro single right now. Okay. And you know how much I love my freedom. I love being single and how much I don't really want a boyfriend right now. And the truth is because I am so scarred, because the other truth is I had a little bit of a taste of what divorce is like. And I'm almost so scared of divorce that I know that the next relationship, I can't, like, if I screw up, it can't be because I kind of saw it coming. Because I think that the difference is if you go into a relationship with full faith and full, like, just, I don't know, like your entire effort, your entire faith and all the love. And if that relationship messes up, there's literally nothing you can do about it. And you can't even regret it because you put everything in there and you didn't see it coming. The difference with me is that this relationship, I already had a gut feeling was not going down a good path, but I still went that way anyway. And that had a lot to do with me being very introspective, knowing what I know and still walking down that path. So for me, I think that there is some sort of blame for me, because if I genuinely had no idea that this was going to, you know, end poorly, I just didn't know how poorly this was going to end. But if I genuinely had no idea this was going to end poorly, I feel like that would have been different. But because I already knew that we weren't ready, but I did it anyway, that's kind of on me. And I think that's the difference here. Okay. It's don't be scared to fail in a relationship, but be scared if you knew you would probably fail and then it failed, if that makes sense. So for me, it's like, I know that the next relationship I get into, it has to be coming from a place of being 100%. So if I move in with someone, I now know I have to actually wholeheartedly believe that this was going to work out. And that's why I moved in with him. Not because like deep down, I knew I was also doing it for other reasons, or if I knew kind of probably this might not work. And the reason why I say that is because after I got a taste of what divorce might look like, it made me realize how much more fucking difficult it is for an actual divorce. Because I'm also pro-divorce, by the way. Like, you should never stay in a relationship if it's not serving you. I'm just telling you guys in case I am somehow targeting the demographic that, you know, is like a young professional, you're thinking about moving in with your significant other and you're not so much like committed as in a marriage or kids or whatever. But even that breakup from just merely moving in was so difficult that imagine you introduce other factors like marriage and kids or whatever. So that's why it's made me who I am today, because I got a little taste of how difficult that was. And now I'm so much more careful with my relationships because I'm like, I need to just be in a relationship where at least I feel 100%. It doesn't need to be 100%, but I need to feel like it's 100%. So anyway, back to the whole thing. I'm going to give you guys a spoiler alert, okay? The difficulties of moving out, because you don't think about this when you're moving in. You're so busy thinking about like this exciting new chapter and maybe saving money or maybe whatever your ulterior motives are, that you literally don't consider what moving out is going to be like, because that's something nobody told me. And also I didn't even bother thinking about. So if you will, at least let me tell you what moving out is like, so it makes you think about whether moving in is worth it. If you're willing to go through the moving out process potentially, then do it, then move in, okay? But I will tell you what the moving out process is like. First of all, okay, there is also a difference between, obviously, the level of difficulty when it moves out also depends on your own personal circumstance. For me, the reason why it was hard was because, once again, I do not have family here. So it's not like if you guys decide to break up, you can easily, or I could have easily just ran home and just be like, you know what, I need to move out, but you know what, take your time. I'm gonna just live with my parents things for now and then come back and grab my things later. That was not an option because I did not have family. So unless if I crashed at someone's couch, which is also not comfortable, and especially now with the whole era of working from home, I am willing to guarantee that your friend probably does not want you working from home at their house all the time, especially when they also need the airspace of their meetings. So basically, for me, moving out immediately was not an option, or just having a temporary escape was not an option. And that's why you guys knew, is that the breakup was very overdue because we had this conversation. It was a very toxic relationship. There was not really a physical out, which once again plays into the whole it depends, right? So not everyone is going to go through this level of difficulty I went through, because maybe you have family in the city that you live in with your significant other, or maybe your significant other is an extremely nice and understanding person. For me, how do I say he is not without saying he's not? I guess I kind of just did, but whatever. I did not get the courtesy of taking my sweet ass time to find a comfortable place to live in. So for me, it was not only did I have to kind of figure things out prior to actually breaking up with somebody, but there became months where it's like, okay, you know that this isn't working out, but you're kind of just trying for the sake of your living situation. There were many times where we would fight and like I would come home, and I remember, okay, here's the difference between me coming home now and me coming home back in the day. Me coming home now is this: when I'm fucking exhausted, I'm literally like running up the stairs. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And I run to my bed and I'm so happy. And my home is my safe haven. Okay. If you are moving in with somebody and they are not the right person, it is far from a safe haven. For me, it was more like, does anybody want to hang out? Literally anyone free? Hello? It's like, what are you guys doing tonight? What are you guys doing tomorrow? What do you got? Like, I wanted to see my place as a place of comfort, and that was not something I was able to see it as, because there, by the time I had already known that, okay, it is time to go, and I wasn't almost like allowed that freedom. It's like you now need to just force yourself to find a place to transition into before, you know, you can figure things out. So I feel like, okay, that alone is already hard. The second part that's hard is all the logistics that come with it. Okay. Till this day, ladies and gentlemen, it has been 2 years. Oh my God, it's literally almost 2 years, guys. In 3 weeks, it's gonna be 2 years. If you guys don't send me a happy 2 year breakup, I will actually be mad at you guys. You guys need to send me a happy 2 year breakup, because honestly, this has been the best 2 years of my life. But it has now been 2 years, and I'm not joking you. Just last month, I got two of my suitcases back from him. Literally, in the last 2 years, every couple of months, I get something from him because I left it at his house, or I left it, I don't know, or just like for months and months, we were still dealing with a bunch of paperwork. For example, we were dealing with the bills, like transitioning the bills to other person, blah, blah, blah. Like, there was just so much logistical stuff that you have to fix that you don't realize when you're in this whole mentality and you're getting caught up in this excitement of moving in with them. Just to prepare yourself, okay, you know your situation best. If you think that you are low risk because your family's also in town and you own the place maybe, so he has to be the one that leaves, whatever it is, maybe you're low risk, and maybe like if you move in with them, it's not gonna like traumatize you as much as it did me. But for me, if you're also like me, and I know there are a fucking lot of you like me, because I get a ton of messages all the time going like, hey Lisa, I relate to you because I'm also from Vancouver that lives in Toronto, and I also went to Western, and in fact I also went to Ivy, and actually, hey, did you know that we also went to the same high school? So you know what, I get a ton of messages from you guys, and I know there are a lot of people that we literally are living the same life, but I hope you never have to live this chapter of this life, because let me tell you, it is not pleasant. Okay, so if you are high risk like me in terms of when you move out, you're kind of fucked, or when you move in with your significant other and it doesn't work out, you're kind of fucked, then I want you to heavily consider these things that I'm fucking telling you right now about moving out, because the logistical stuff will really be so annoying. And which is another reason, which I'm not going to cover in today's episode, where it is very important for you to pick the right partner, okay? Because even if you don't care about picking the right partner, just think about your future self having to deal with all this logistical crap from a move out, a divorce, whatever it is, okay? Like, you just, it's just not worth it. It's so much work. Anyway, that being said, if you are someone who has listened to the last 10 minutes and you're just like, fuck, this girl is so traumatized. And you're like, thank God I am in a happy relationship where I am extremely in love with my partner. He is super healthy and I can't wait to marry him. First of all, good for you. What is that like? Because can't relate. But second of all, you solely know deep down that you just want to move in with this person because you're just so obsessed with this person. And you're like, I cannot imagine a day without you. And also, I have a lot of friends like that too. And I look around and I'm so happy for them. Like, I have a coworker, shout out to Jackie and Harrison if you're listening to this episode. Okay, side story. Basically, me and my ex-boyfriend that I moved in with, and my friends Jackie and Harrison, we literally started dating the exact same week. Okay, we all met at the exact same internship. The four of us were like, we were the two couples that got together at the exact same time. And man, we have lived different lives. Okay, so 4 years after we had all started dating, okay, me and my ex broke up. And meanwhile, Jackie and Harrison bought a place, they moved in together, they are now engaged. In fact, they FaceTimed me to announce their engagement when I was literally single in a club. I was literally at night, I'm not even joking, I put it on my story. There was picture evidence of me literally getting a drink at a bar and Jackie flashing her ring. And I'm just like, cool. Love how this story turned out for the both of us, or all three of us. But that was the difference. From the start of their relationship, they've always just loved each other so much. When they moved in together, everything just made sense. They're now engaged. They're going to be my one and only wedding of this year. We had very different outcomes despite a very similar beginning to our relationships. But then again, I feel like I went through that relationship, so I can go on the podcast and tell you about this episode and maybe save one of you from making the same mistakes I did. But anyway, if you are one of those people that, you know, wholeheartedly are just so in love with your significant other, you guys are in a healthy place, you don't think it's too soon, then 100% move in with your significant other, because it can be so much fun and so worth it. And you too can be like my friends Jackie and Harrison, where shortly after they moved in, they are now engaged and they're going to be married by the end of the year. So I'm just saying, I think the difference between me and that couple is that I kind of knew deep down that I was probably not doing it for the right reason. That's why I was telling you guys, it is very important that you are honest with yourself, and your honesty cannot come at a better time, because this decision can really either waste a lot of your time in the future, or it can just make you really, really happy. I just wanted to put that piece out there. And now we can move in to the next part of the podcast. So the next part of the podcast, I just kind of want to talk about my own experience living with my significant other and my own personal tips. And once again, it's not all bad, okay? I don't want to scare all of you guys off. That was not the point of this podcast episode. It was me just trying to make sure that you guys have really thought out your decision. But I'm going to talk about some of the things that did kind of like go wrong for you guys to consider if you guys are planning to move in with your significant other. This mostly has to do with prepping you guys when you are ready to live, and maybe some of the conversations you guys should have. I recognize that some of the issues that I had living with my significant other is the fact that we, first of all, didn't mentally prepare ourselves, and second of all, as a result, did not prepare ourselves in terms of our apartment. And what does that mean? Okay, so basically, to give you a little bit of a context, as you guys know maybe from my Instagram, I'm a huge germaphobe, but I'm a very disorganized person, okay? There's a difference. Germaphobe is like everything is like clean in terms of there's no germs and nothing is dirty, but disorganized is that things can be everywhere. Clean things can be everywhere. Okay, so that is the difference. My boyfriend at the time, he's like a freaking, I don't even know, just he is very organized and very clean. Actually, not as clean as me, but very, very freaking organized. He grew up in a household where his parents, like if they take out something, they put it back. I grew up in a household where if you take something out, that's its new home, you know? So it's like we had very different, just like organizational levels. And that really, really didn't work out for us at all in terms of our, I think what could have helped, Okay, I'm not saying this is gonna solve our problem, but what could have definitely helped a lot was picking an apartment that was very suitable to this difference in lifestyle. And first of all, also knowing this lifestyle obviously is also very important if you're a very clean person. And if they are the same cleanliness level as you, I think first of all, that's the most ideal. And maybe you don't need to have a conversation about that. But if you know that the way you guys live are very different, I think you guys definitely need to have a conversation about what to do about it. Because I think now in retrospect, what I would have done about it is this. So first of all, I know he's a very, very clean and organized person. I personally just need my space. The issue was we lived in a one bedroom, one bathroom apartment. And this means that every single space in this apartment was communal, meaning we had to share every inch of this apartment. And this really didn't work out for not just my job, but also the way I live. Personally, I feel like if we either lived in a two bedroom apartment, or like at least if we had a den, or if we had a separate bathroom or whatever, if there was one space that I could have just called mine, not just like a teeny tiny part of my closet, I think it would have really, really helped with our issue. Because for me, as you guys know, I work as a content creator. I get a ton of PR packages. And the issue is if you come home and there's all these freaking packages sprawled all over the entire floor, it's probably not gonna make you happy. And I'm not gonna clean it up like immediately, because sometimes it's like I'm waiting to like film something in a like specific position or like whatever it is. It's just, I have things laying around. And if I had simply a different office, I think it would have very much helped me, because I could have just left my mess in my room and I could just close the door and he doesn't have to see anything at all, out of sight, out of mind. And we could have had an agreement where, you know, every single space that's communal needs to be left the way it is. And I think I would have been able to do that. But because every single space in the house was communal, it was very hard, not just from like a day-to-day living, but also if you guys are the type of couple that, you know, if you guys get into a fight and need a little bit of space, it's also hard to have a little bit of alone time or just time to yourself if every single space is communal. So for me, I think a lot of it would have been resolved if I kind of like, if we had a discussion and were able to pick an apartment that actually suit our lifestyles more. Where I think this might be a little bit more applicable to you guys, because obviously not everyone receives a ton of PR packages or is as disorganized as me, but where I can see this might also be helpful is you guys both work from home a lot and you're thinking about moving in together, that is something to definitely take into consideration, because airtime is so important when you guys are both working from home. If you had just one living room, one bedroom, where are you guys going to work? Where are you guys going to have your meetings? If you're both having your meetings in the living room, you're literally going to kill each other, because one person's talking, the other person's also talking, you can't hear, everyone's voices are just in the background, whatever it is. These are all things that you should definitely consider before moving in, because that will help you decide what type of apartment to pick. If you're going to get an office and who gets the bedroom, like whatever it is, this definitely needs to be figured out from the day to day. The other thing that I wanted to talk about also is bathroom. I know people are like, oh my God, like, is this really important? Yes, it is. Okay. Because I'm going to talk from personal experience. We had one bathroom, and if I had to do it over again, I am never going to live with someone with just one bathroom. First of all, do you know the number of times I have showered when this guy was taking a poop on the toilet? I did not feel clean, okay? There were a bunch of times in the morning where this guy had to use the bathroom and I had to shower to get ready. And it was just like, what are you both gonna do? You know what I mean? Like, we're both getting ready. We both have to go to work. No one can wait. So I personally, that was not a good experience. Obviously, how this is also applicable to you guys as well is if you know your significant other works super early, then maybe it's beneficial to have a bathroom outside so they don't disturb you when they're showering, getting ready, blow drying their hair, whatever. These are all things you think are very small and you think you could live with it. But imagine when this happens every fucking day, okay? You have to really put this in perspective, because everything that I'm saying, you might think it's small, but when you travel with someone and these things happen and you're just like, I have to hear the blow dryer every single fucking morning when I'm sleeping, whatever, because you're only like traveling for 3-4 days, maybe max a week. Imagine this for the rest of the year, okay? This honestly can cause so much tension just within your own life that then spills over into your relationship. In terms of this lifestyle stuff, you really both need to have a very good awareness of how y'all live, whether it's how your work is, how your personality is, whatever it is, and let that be a deciding factor on your apartment, because I feel like this is something that people don't really think about. Like, everyone focuses so much on, are we ready? Which is obviously important because I dedicated the first half of this podcast for that. But you also really need to consider all these little nuances so then you choose an apartment that is suitable for both of your lifestyles. If you guys have a pet, like, definitely have that into consideration as well. Like, everyone's answer is going to be different depending on how they live, what their work schedule is like, whether or not they have a graveyard shift, whether or not they work from home, whatever it is. Like, the style of your apartment will help your relationship as well and help your day-to-day life, so you're not wanting to kill somebody every single day. There's also this other thing that I feel like I didn't do in my last relationship that I'm definitely going to be doing moving forward as well, is this discussion on like duties and payments or whatnot, like before you guys move in. And the reason why I think this is also important to have a discussion of even just like before is, at least you don't need to, you know, go through every damn detail like Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory. I don't know if you guys watch that show, but this guy has literally a roommate agreement and he details every damn thing. So I'm not talking about like to that level, but I definitely do believe that you guys should have some sort of like discussion. For example, if someone cooks, does that mean the other person cleans? If you, like, out of all the chores, like, who's gonna do what? Or are you gonna take turns? Or like, what is it? Like, if you clean the bathroom, does that mean they take out the garbage every day? Or like a different system on garbage. And I think that maybe you might think that this is all very little, but I feel like it's important to have these discussions beforehand, because when it comes down to it, I feel like living together with someone is a lot like a partnership in terms of work distribution. I feel like if you don't have these conversations beforehand, one person might feel like they're doing a lot more work than the other person. And the reason why it's good to have the conversation before is because it doesn't make you seem petty, because these things haven't happened yet. So if you guys already have all of these things more or less discussed, then when it comes down to it, it's like you can't really say much about it, unless if you actually live it and you're like, you know what, turns out I'm always cleaning the bathroom because our bathroom's always dirty, so I would like to renegotiate our like duties or whatever. Me and my ex-boyfriend did not have this discussion. I feel like the two of us were just, I feel like we were actually okay on this front, to be honest, but in the end we ended up just both hiring a cleaning lady because we agreed that we were both not very good at it and it was taking so much time and it was causing a lot of fights. So when we got a cleaning lady, that was honestly like, it solved all of our problems. But nevertheless, it is important to have this discussion before, so one person doesn't feel like they're just doing all the work as the work comes. The other thing also, I know you guys talk a lot about, or asked me specifically about, how to deal with payment, how to split your expenses. Once again, I also think this is just a good discussion to have before you guys move in, because what if you guys discuss this and then you realize that you don't find what each other want is fair? And if that is how you feel, then that might actually help you decide whether or not you want to move in with him, because, or her, or whatever. But it is important to also discuss how you're going to split everything, because once again, if you don't have this discussion and, you know, things just come, it's almost more awkward and people feel like it's less fair when you're like, can you Venmo me or e-transfer me, depending on what country you live in, for whatever. And they're like, what? Like, I don't get it. So make sure you guys also have all of these things, you know, honed down, whether it's if you're going to be paying for dinner, oh, that means you pay for groceries. Like, I don't know what it is. But the important thing is coming to an agreement that you both find fair. And during these discussions, I would not be surprised if some of you have disagreements and also change your perspective on whether or not you want to move in with them, because maybe there will be some things that come up and you're like, okay, wait, we're very much not aligned in these aspects. But anyway, I think the important thing is, at the end of the day, for this entire whole moving in with your significant other, to just kind of like keep in mind is, think about this as a genuine partnership, right? Like, if this person is someone that you can see yourself in the long run being partners with, it's honestly, it's all about it being a marathon, not a sprint. The exciting phase will die down. So it is really a test of time. Do you see yourself lasting the test of time with this person, seeing them as a partner? And I think when you keep this mentality in mind, it will also help every single discussion that you guys have when it comes to, you know, helping out with the chores or doing or how you split the bills or whatever. Because at the end of the day, I hope that this is really about you living with a partner and they're willing to help. So one thing, I'm not going to go into it in terms of like an answer, is for example, like if you guys are living together or and you have plans to end up together, if one person is a student, does that mean that the person that has a full-blown job pays for more of it? When you think about it, it's like, is it fair or not? It's not so much about fairness. It's about like, okay, if you guys are going to end up together and this person is my partner when they're in so much debt for student debt, then should I be helping out a little bit? Like, it's more of like a partnership more than just like a, I don't know, just like what is fair, what is not. Because like with that mentality, then are you guys really like a partner in life? You should start seeing your relationship as one, especially after you move in together. So if one person is taking on more things in their life, then does that mean, you know, for example, if they're studying all the time, does that mean that you do more chores? Sure, technically it's not fair. They're not doing any chores, but this person's maybe going through their MCAT, maybe taking some sort of, I don't know, course or whatever, and they're extremely stressed out. That does that mean that you do a little bit more of the work because you're their partner? So if one person's energy is a little bit down, then you use the energy source from another person, you know? So I think like that is the way personally I would like to go into my next relationship and things I would definitely consider when I'm ready to move in with someone again. But anyway, these are my own opinion, because if you want to take this advice, go ahead, but don't blame me if it goes wrong. I'm just kidding. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you guys have any other topic suggestions, please leave it in the Sisters You've Never Had DM account, or you can message me personally at Lisa Wei on Instagram. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.